ذوالفقار ایران.
It's the National Army Day in Iran. Every year, Iran holds the National Army Day in honor of its land, sea, and air forces. This year, on April the 18th, the country's armed forces put on display the latest achievements in defense field, including drones, radars, tanks, torpedoes, armored vehicles, fighter jets, helicopters, anti-aircraft guns, and missiles. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed the annual parade.
یک روز بزرگ.
It's a historic day for Iran and its army. The army is a role model for other independent armies in the world. Iran's modern and independent army was founded by the late Imam Khomeini. In the absence of independence and self-sufficiency, no army is able to ensure security for its people.
After the parade, Iran's military commanders said their forces are more than ever ready to defend the country against foreign threats, including those of the United States and its ally Israel.
Israel is too small to stand against the prevailing Iran. We keep hearing the rhetoric of war on Iran uttered by some ignorant Israeli officials. This only betrays their weakness and frustration.
You're taking Israeli threats seriously. Israeli officials are yelling because they are scared. Make no mistake, Iran can easily defend itself against any Israeli aggression.
Last month, Iran's leader made his position clear in regard to a possible Israeli attack. If Israel decides to make such a move, we will hit the heart of Israeli cities. If necessary, the armed forces are duty-bound to execute the leader's order.
We have the same message for Israel. The Iranian army can single-handedly defend the country against any Israeli aggression.
The Iranian army has in recent months staged several drills to test fire different types of homemade missiles and torpedoes. The army has also tested a large number of homemade submarines, gunships, artillery, helicopters, fighter jets, drones, air defense, and electronic systems.
The United Nations Special Peace Forces, as well as military commanders from at least 28 countries, also took part in the National Army Day. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.